Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see all of you here today. Certainly, it's a pleasure for my wife and I to be back in Seattle. It is home. It is home to us. So we really like being here and glad we could visit this short period of time. It's been 9 months since we left here. And coming back, it still feels familiar, all the nice sights, the smells, and frankly, I like the cold weather. Maybe you don't. Would like to extend a greeting to everyone from both the Tampa and St. Petersburg's congregations and from Mr. and Mrs. David Trabig, Mr. Trabig pastors down there. So just want to say warm, really warm, because it is warm down there. Hello to all of you from them. And also, I just want to mention something. It seems that wherever I travel, and in my job, I travel a fair amount, but it seems so not only in Tampa and St. Petersburg or in the surrounding congregations, but in other places as well, that a name keeps coming up from this congregation. It keeps coming up. And that's Gilbert Javier. Everybody seems to know Gilbert. So anyway, Ambassador Gilbert, good to see you. Last weekend in Tampa and St. Petersburg, there was a gender appreciation theme that we had in services as well through the rest of the weekend. The ladies got together and spent the night over at the Trabigs. The men all got together and attempted to do camping. We had a little bit of excitement. There was a big thunderstorm that came through. And anyway, long and short of it is we had to hunker down indoors. But nevertheless, it was a really good weekend. And it ended up with all of us descending on the St. Petersburg facility and doing some painting and that kind of thing. We did a community service project there. But one of the themes, of course, in gender appreciation is roles. And we spent a lot of time with that, and that's been certainly on my mind in preparation for that weekend. And it's something I wanted to share here with you today. So by way of introduction to the sermonette, did want to talk a little bit about roles. And granted, the sermonette theme, though, will be much more towards the men, young boys, young men, and those who want to be godly men, and that is more the focus. But certainly there's things here for the ladies as well. So please tune in. You don't have to leave just because of the topic. So with this in mind, I would like to talk about a three-step program to a manly trait. It's a three-step program to a manly trait. Now, granted, there are many traits that make up the full measure of a godly man. So obviously in a sermonette, we can't accomplish all of that. But consider it sort of as a spoke in the wheel of godly manhood, a spoke in the wheel. And at the core of this particular spoke is the role of men in being spiritual leaders, but specifically being men of courage who defend faith and family, men of courage who defend faith and family. And the three-step program goes like this. It's very, very simple. It's easy to remember. Look up, look out, watch out. Three steps. Look up, look out, watch out. Very, very simple to remember. So let's start, though, by going to God's Word in Psalm 5, verse 3, and we'll talk about looking up. Psalm 5, 3. So turn, if you will, there. And like any steps in a program, they build upon each other. Can't go quite to step 2 unless we know what step 1 is. So here we are in Psalm 5, 3. We have words from David as he's addressing God. We know David to be a man after God's own heart. And here's what is said, Psalm 5, 3. My voice, you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. I will look up. Great deal going on in this verse. It says, my voice you shall hear in the morning. That's every day. So David is saying, I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to talk to him every day. And God will hear my voice. That's his statement. It says, in the morning I will direct it to you. Happens to be a particular time that he is setting apart here for that. But his voice will be heard on God at a particular time, and it will be directed to him, and I will look up. So David is recognizing many things here. He said, I'm going to say things to you. I'm going to say them to you every day. And furthermore, I understand our relationship, where you are up there and I am down here. I am your servant. You are on high. I understand who you are, and I will address you every day as such. Very, very important step every day to look up to God, to look up to God. There's a verse I'd like us to turn to next. It's in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. Habakkuk 2:1, that adds color to this concept of looking up and also addresses the next step of looking out, Habakkuk 2:1. And as you're turning to it, I'd like to explain a little bit about the backdrop of what is going on in this verse. Because we have Habakkuk here asking God some questions, and he's looking to God for answers, something certainly all of us should do. So we find Habakkuk. He is in the watchtower looking out. That is where he is at, in the watchtower looking out. And something important to think about in the watchtower, who was it that was responsible for manning the watchtower? Was that an assignment given to the children? Was it the children's assignment to be at the tower and look out and guard the city? Well, no. Was it also the primary responsibility of the women and the ladies? Was that their primary responsibility to do that? No. The task was given to responsible men. That's who it was given to, responsible men. And with that in mind, let's read Habakkuk 2, verse 1. He says, I will stand my watch. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. A lot going on in this verse too, as well. I will stand my watch. This word watch is called mishmereth. It means post and duty, to be a safeguard. He didn't say, someone else will stand my watch. He says, I will stand my watch. I will do my part. I will do my duty. I will stand as a safeguard. I will do my part. He says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart. Rampart's a word called matsur, and it means stronghold or tower. So he will stand at the tower and look out. That's where you observe from the tower, on the rampart. He says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch. This watch is a different word than the other one. This is called safah, and this means to lean forward and to look up. So when we refer back to Psalm 5:3, and it means to look up, it's the same word. It means I will stand my watch, I will look up and watch, I will look up and watch, do both, to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Not only was Habakkuk looking out to see any danger, he was looking out for other reasons too. He was looking out to see what God, how he would answer his questions. And he wasn't just looking for God's answer to his question, he was there awaiting not only an answer, but perhaps correction as well. Very important part. You look up, you look out, but you look out being willing to be guided and corrected if need be. It's part of being a man. Part of being assigned to the watchtower. Part of being assigned to that. There's a common generalization regarding men, perhaps you've heard of it before, is that we are not very quick to ask for directions. Anybody heard of that before? No takers. Any guys? Any hands? We have thank you. Thank you. Well, it isn't our tendency to do that. But as we see with Habakkuk here, the example is that we should. We should be asking for directions all the time. All the time. So looking up and looking out are both building blocks to courage, to being a spiritual defender, to be a defender of faith and family. And I'd like us to actually refer, I'll just refer to this verse instead of having you look it up. It's the New International Version of Proverbs 22:3, and it addresses the issue of then watching out. It says, a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. And there's another verse that reads just like it in Proverbs 27:14. So a wise man, he looks out and he sees what is coming. He's looking out and he sees it, and he takes action. It's not a suggestion here that a man sees something coming and he hightails it and runs. Not that we would do that, but some do. Some choose to see danger and avoid it, but they'll do it to save their own skin, and that's not what's happening here. What the verse is saying is that I will look up, I will look out, I will see danger, and I will act in a fashion to protect those I love, all of them, not just my own skin. And that includes not only friends and family, it's brethren, it's an extension. If you think about who it is that the watchtower guards were guarding, were they guarding just their own skin? Were they guarding just their own family? No, they were guarding the collective community, the entire community is whom they were guarding and watching out for. Important role. look up, look out, watch out. There are men who do this faithfully. Certainly there are men in this room who do this faithfully. But also, sadly, there are some who have sort of abdicated the role. They no longer look out. They've either abdicated it to their family, to their spouses sometimes. And it really doesn't matter if we're married or not. The abdication of this role can happen for any man, whether you're single or not. That is, if our role is to be the lookout for everyone, that role is not to be abdicated to anyone. It is our job. It's our collective job to stand at the tower and watch. Not all children, if we think about this, not all children have fathers. Not all women have husbands, and not all men have wives or families. And we have to look more to the extension of our family for the fulfillment of this particular thing, and how important that is to protect all those in the body of Christ, everyone. So men, I just wanted to remind us here about the importance of standing ground, of standing at the tower, of being willing to stand, because there's many steps to this. It is one thing for us to say, God, I recognize you for who you are, and I'm going to pray to you each day in recognition of that, and I'm going to say the right words to you, and I'm going to be thankful to you. It is another thing, then, to go take that, look out and watch, to look out and see what's happening, to ask God for instruction, and to look for that correction. Yet it is a third thing and another thing to actually take action upon that. Because that's the faith part. That's the part that takes the most courage. See, I've heard your instruction. It may put me in harm's way. That it might do. But nevertheless, I will act upon it, and I will stand. I will stand at the rampart, and I will look out. Not just for myself, not just for my family, but for every member in the church, for everybody. I will do my part as a man. So, man, we just want to all be ready to be responsible to take on that assignment. It wasn't granted to one man to stand at the stronghold. That was done by many men. It was a rotation, and many men were assigned to the task. And they relied not only, it is not relied upon for one man to stand the ground to do that, but many men did it, and they continue to do that. So let's look up, let's look out, and let's watch out, men. Let us fulfill our roles as men. And may we each be, in so doing, faithful in that role, and in doing so, be men after God's own heart.